Boker Tov, long Shavua Tov. I believe we left off, last we learned was on, we did Daf Tzadi Hei, we left off on Tzadi Hei Amud Bet. So we missed Monday, Tuesday, and then today's Wednesday. So this is the third Daf, so we're going to try to catch up a little bit. So we're on Tzadi Hei Amud Bet, 95B. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shalema of all the Chonim, Bichlalam, Chemda, Bracha Bachan, Zan, El Mech, Hanukkah, Manifcha, Sarah, Bad Honi, Shalom, Sarah, David, Merachel. יפה בת דבורה, רבקה בת אחרי רבקה בת אסר, שלמה אסר, פעם אדם של נחנה, יפה בת בניהם, יבד המניפה, חייב סופחנה, ערך ונחנה, שמחה בן מלכה, מירם נחלב, זה מירם נחנה, ננה בן דמר, נחל אסר, דמר אסר, בחנה, גבירי דבר, מלכה, דל, מייסר, תחמלין לכם, מלכה, שלמה, יוסף בן יפה, 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 יוסף שם בן נעמי רחל בת דינה, ולהבדיל לנשמע דוד בן אליהו, בן אמין בן יצחק, ליד דינה בת אפרים, שמעון בן ישעיהו, בן עמקת בדן, בועז בן אברהם, דינה בת ארנון, תמר ברכה בת אברהם, משה בן אפרים, אליהו בן יוסף, יצחק בן שלמה, להבדיל לרעיון דברה בת מרים. Okay, we are beginning. We are on the top of the page, on 95B, צדיהי עמוד ב', towards the top of the page. אמר הבאה, about 10, 6, 7 lines from the top. אמר הבאה, if someone says, נכסי ליך ואחרייך לפלוני, says, my property should be to you, and after you, it should go to so and so. Ve'amda, and the wife, meaning he said that to his wife, ve'amda ve'niset, and she went, and or not necessarily his wife, but she then went, and what did she do? Ve'amda ve'niset, and she went and married somebody. So now what happens to those properties? Baal, she's the one, so Baal lokei achavei, the husband is considered the buyer, ve'en acharayach mimkom Baal klum. And the person after that it was supposed to go to, that so-and-so, does not get anything in the place of the husband. Because the husband takes acquirement of all of his wife's properties. So the Gemara says, Keman, who is this following? Which opinion? Ki ha-tana, ki ha-tana. It's following this Tana. The Tana, as the Baraita says, Nichsi lich ve'achareich liploni. If someone says, these properties should be to you, and after you it should go to so-and-so, Yarad harishon u'machar. If the first person goes and sells it, Hashenim motzi miyad al hakochot. The second person can go and take it away from the buyers. Divrei Rebbe. That's the opinion of Rebbe. Rashbag Omer. Rashbag says, Ein l'sheni ela masha shi'er rishon. The second person only has what the first person left over. Meaning, this is the author of this is our Tana, because he is saying that only what was left over is able to be taken, but anything else is not able to be taken. Okay, so he's saying we're following the opinion of Rashbag. So the Gemara says, Umi amar abaye hachi. Does abaye really say this? V'ha amar Abaye, but Abaye says, Ezehu Rasha Arum, what's considered a Rasha Arum, a naked Rasha, we're going to see what that means. Zeham Masi Etzal Limkor Benechasim Karashbag. That's somebody who gives advice to sell properties like the opinion of Rashbag. Now what does that mean? Someone who, Rashbag's opinion is essentially, if the person says, I'm giving you these properties, and after you it goes to so-and-so. And if you sell them, then it doesn't go to so-and-so. You can keep the money. So if someone gives you advice to sell those properties like Rashbag, that would be a wicked type of thing to do. So does it sound? This sounds like it's not a proper thing to do. But we said that our Tana holds like Rashbag. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, "Mika amar tinaseh." Does it say you should get married? It says, "Niset kamar." It's saying bediavad, after the fact. If someone got married, the husband takes over the properties. But it's not necessarily saying that's what you should do ideally. Va'amar Abaye, and Abaye says, if someone says nichsi lich v'achareich leploni, that the properties go to you, and afterwards they go to so-and-so. Umachira, and then she sells them, v'meta, and she dies. Habal motzi miyad al hakochot. The husband takes them away from the buyers. V'achareich miyad baal, and the people afterwards that it was supposed to go to, take it away from the husband. V'lokeach miyad achareich. And the buyer can come and now take it away from the ploni, from that other person. Omokmina, and then it goes in circles until we establish it, lakulhu biyada delokeach, until it comes back in the hands of the buyer, and it stays in the hands of the buyer. So this is unlike our Mishnah, right? So the Gemara asks, Maishna mehaditnan, why is this any different from that which was taught in our Mishnah? V'chozrot chalila ad she'asu pshera b'nehen. We said that it goes around in circles until they make a compromise. Over here it stops and the buyer receives it at the end. But in our Mishnah it goes around and each person can take it away from the next person that he's chayav to, that he deserves it from. So the Gemara says, Hatam, over there in our Mishnah, it lehu pseda lekulhu. In our Mishnah, there is a loss for each of those people. So therefore, it goes around in circles from each person until it lands on, until it continues and continues until they make a compromise. Whereas hacha, in this case, that what are we saying? We're saying essentially a person, he goes and says, I'm giving these properties to this person, and afterwards they're going to so-and-so. And you go, here, let's go back to the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? here. If someone says these properties are for you, and afterwards they go to so-and-so, and you go and sell them, and then the woman dies. So the husband takes it away from the buyers, that so-and-so takes it away from the husband, and the buyer can go and take it away from so-and-so. It goes in a circle, but it stops at the buyer. So why does it stop at the buyer? The Gemara says, "Hacha lokeachu de'it le'pseida." It's on, over here, only the buyer has a loss. Nobody else has a loss in this case, so therefore it stops by the buyer. Okay? So the Gemara then says, Azal Rafram Amar Lishmata Kameh de'Rav Ashi. So Rafram went and said this teaching in front of Rav Ashi. So the Gemara says, Mi Amar Abaye Hachi? Did Abaye really say this? Veha Amar Abaye, but Abaye really said, Nichsei Lich V'Achareich Liploni. If someone says, my properties are to you, and afterwards they go to so-and-so, Amdav, and he said, if she gets up and gets married, Ba Lokechave, the husband becomes the buyer, he becomes the owner of the properties, because he married her. Ve'en lachareich b'mkom bal klum, and that's so and so that he said, I'm giving it to the buyer, and then I'm giving it to this person, and then afterwards it goes to so and so. It doesn't go to so and so because the buyer took hold of that property. So the Gemara says, why? So why is this any different? So the Gemara says, Amar le hatam da amar la keshehi penuya. Why is this different? Over there was talking about when she was a single woman, it was said to her. But over here, what is it? Hacha. But over here it's talking about when she's a complete married woman. So that would be the difference. When she was single, so that was Abaye's earlier ruling when he said the property should go to you and afterwards it goes to so and so. But over here that we said that the buyer can actually, the buyer, it ends with the buyer, right? The second ruling here over here, she says, where the one after you takes it away from the husband, right? The lokeach takes it away from the husband. So why is that any different? Because over here it was considered a married woman. So that was the difference between these two cases of Abaye. So one case he said that the husband is the lokeach. One case he said, no, the person can take it away from the husband. The difference is if it was married or unmarried. Okay, we're continuing. Please, if you can mute yourself, thank you. Okay. So the Gemara says, Maika Amarla, what does he say to her? Meaning, what was he telling her? So the Gemara says, Acharaich likne, ba lo likne. That the person after you, the ploni after you, acquires it. But you, the husband does not acquire it. That's what he would say to allow that other person to take it away. Then we said in our Mishnah, Vechen ba'al chov. The same thing applies to a creditor, somebody who's owed money. So the Gemara says, Tana, Vechen ba'al chov v'shnei lakuchot. Same thing as a creditor and two buyers. Vechen isha ba'alat chov. And so too is a woman, a wife of a person who's owed money, and two buyers. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says the following: Reuven noshe b'Shimon mane velo shtei sadot u'macharan lishnayim. So he's owed money from Shimon, and he has two fields, and he sells them to for one person for 50 zuz and another person for 50 zuz. And the v'kadav ba'al chov lelokeach, and the person who's owed money says to the buyer, sheni to the second buyer, dinu dvarim ein li imach, I don't have anything with you. Essentially what he's saying is it's the exact same din. It goes around in circles. And it's the same thing for a case of someone who's owed money and there's two buyers, and it's the same thing for somebody whose wife is owed money and she has two buyers as well, that it continues. They can take it away from the next person and take it away from the next person, and it goes in circles until they make a compromise. Okay, this is our Gemara. We finish this Gemara and we go on to the next part. Okay? Mechila. Hajan alach mishaya nasui. If it's not a burden for you... Sure. Okay, new Mishnah. Almanan nizonen minichsei yetomim. A widow gets supported from the properties of the orphan. Maasei adeah shelahen. Her earnings go to them, go to the orphans. Ve'en chayavin bekurata. But they don't have to bury her. Yorshei ketubata chayavin bekurata. But the people who inherit her ketubah, the people who inherit their ketubah are the ones who have to bury this widow. So if you have a widow, the orphans are the ones who get her earnings, everything she earns, but the people who inherit the ketubah are the ones who have to bury her after she dies. So the Gemara says, Ibayeluhu, we have a question. Nizonetna no had nizonetna? Is it a woman is supported as a widow by the orphans, or if a woman is supported? So the Gemara says, Nizonetnan, she is supported, ukeanshe Galil, and it follows the people of Galil, velo sagi dilo yahavila, and they have to support her. That's the rule, like those people. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps hanizonetnan. Or really what was meant to teach in the Mishnah was, if she is supported, ukeanshei Yehuda, like the people of Yehuda, ve'ivau lo yahavila. And if the people want, the orphans want, they don't have to necessarily give her mezonot. They don't have to support her. So the Gemara says, Tashema, let's come and see. Amar Bizera, Amar Shemuel, Metziat Almana Le'atzma. The findings of a widow go to herself. So the Gemara now explains. I Amart Bishlama Hanizonitnan. If you say Hanizonit, that if she is supported, Shapir, that makes sense because it's saying that her findings goes to herself, right? Rashi says, Vissatam Lantana Kansha Yuda Shapir. What we're talking about here is a person is not being supported, and that's why the earnings of a widow, meaning her findings, go to herself if she's not being supported. Ella, the Gemara says, "Iamart nizonet na." If you say she is supported, nihevu kabal. Why don't we make the heirs, the orphans, people who inherit her, like a husband? Ma baal, just like a husband, metziat isha lebala. That anything the woman finds goes to the husband. Hachanami, so too by the heirs. Metziat isha leyorshim, the findings of a woman go to the heirs. If you're saying she's being supported, then anything she finds should go to her orphans. So the Gemara says, le'olam really emalach nizonetna. Really, in our Mishnah, a widow has to be supported. It's not if she is supported. And ta'amam mai amora banan metziat isha lebala. Why do we say that the findings of a woman go to the husband? De'lo teheve la eva, so that there's no fighting, there's no anger between them. But in this case, but in the case of the heirs with the widow, we have no problem with there to be any eva, with there to be any fighting or anger between them. So therefore, we don't care for her findings to go to the orphans. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, kol melachot she'isha osa lebala, any work, any jobs, any melachot that a woman does for her husband, almana osa leyorshim, a widow has to do for the inheritors. Chutz, except for mezigat akos, the diluting of a cup of wine, v'atzat hamita, the changing of the bed sheets, v'harchatzat panav yadav raglav, washing their face, hands and legs. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, kol melachot she'eved osa l'rabo, any melachot that a slave does for his master, talmid osa l'rabo, so too a student does for his master, for his rebbe. Chutz mehatzarat min'al, except for untying of the shoes. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, why? Because when someone unties his shoes, he looks like an eved, he looks like a slave. So Amar Rava, lo amaran ela b'makom she'en makirin oto. That's only if they don't recognize him. Aval b'makom she'makirin oto, but in a place that they recognize him, late lanba, there's no problem there because everyone knows he's not a slave even if he unties the shoes. Amar Ravashi, and Ravashi says, u'makom she'en makirin oto, nami, and even in a place that they don't recognize him, lo amaran ela de lo manach tefillin. It's only in a place that he doesn't wear tefillin. In a place that, let's say he's not wearing tefillin, aval manaf tefillin, but if he's wearing tefillin, late lanba, there's no problem because slaves don't wear tefillin. So we're not going to be worried that this person is a slave. Amar b'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, he says, kol hamonea talmido minushamsho, anyone who does not allow his student to serve him, ke'ilu monea mimenu chesed. It's as if he's not allowing chesed into the world. He's removing chesed from him. Shneimar, lemas mir'eu chesed. It's like he's taking away from his friend chesed. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer, Af korek mimenu yirat shamayim. If you don't let your student serve you, it's as if you are taking away his fear of heaven. Shneimar v'yirat shaday ya'azov. He's letting go of his yirat Hashem. Amar Rabbi Elazar, almana shetafsa mitaltelin. If a widow grabs movable properties b'mezonotea, as her mezonot, as her support. Ma shetafsa tafsa. What she grabbed is considered hers, she grabbed it. Okay? Tanya namihachi, we have a braita just like this. If a widow grabs movable properties with her mezonot, what she grabbed is grabbed, and there's no going back. When Rav Dimi came, he said, "Amar maaseh b'kalatosha Rabbi Shabtai." There was a case of the daughter-in-law of Rabbi Shabtai, shetafsa desakia mela maot, that she grabbed a bag filled with coins. Velo haya koach biyad chachamim lotzi miyada, and the chachamim did not have the power to take it away from her. She grabbed it as her mezonot. Amar Avina, Ravina says, "Velo ameran ele lemezone." This is only if she grabbed movable properties as mezonot. Aval lektuba, but if it was for the ketuba, mafkinan mina, we take it away from her. So the Gemara says, "Matkif la moravashi, mor baravashi." We have a contradiction. Maishna lektuba. Why for a ketuba? If the almana, the widow, goes and grabs from those properties, is that any different? So the Gemara says, "Demet karkei," because it has to be from property, from non-movable property. Velo mi metaltele, not from movable property. So the Gemara says, "Mezonot nami," also for her support, it has to be from her land, from physical property, and not from movable property. So the Gemara says, "Ela lemezonei mai de tafsa tafsa." Hachanami lektuba. So if you're saying that whatever form mezonot Whatever the widow grabs is hers. So too for a ketubah. If she grabs a movable property, it should be hers. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Yitzchak bar Naftali de Ravina, Hachi Amrinan Mishmei de Rava. This is what we say in the name of Rava, Kevatich. In your name, we say it just like you, Ravina. That if a person grabs movable properties for a ketubah, you take it away from her. Amar le Rav Yitzchak bar Naftali de Ravina, he says to Ravina, Hachi, sorry, I just read that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishmei de Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. If a widow waits 2 or 3 years, and she does not ask for support, she loses out on her support. So the Gemara says, why do you have to say 2 or 3? If she waited 2 years and she loses her support, so obviously if she waits 3 years, she loses her support. So the Gemara says, it's not difficult. When we said 2 years, we were talking about a poor woman. A poor woman, she only has 2 years, right? But over here, we're talking about even a wealthy person. If she goes 3 years without getting support, without asking for support, so therefore she loses out on her support. Inami, or maybe we can say kan beprutza, kan betznua. Then maybe when we said 3 years, it was talking about a prutza, a woman who's more with pritzut, whereas a tznua, a person who's more tznua, more modest, she's embarrassed to come into the Beit Din. So with 2 years already, it's not, for 2 years for a tznua, it's not even considered mechila for going on her mezanot, because she's embarrassed to come to the Beit Din. So she has 3 years. But a person who's prutza, she only has 2 years. She's somebody who doesn't care to come to the Beit Din. Okay, Amar Rava. Rava says, "Lo ameran ela lamafreya." That's only going back. Aval lehaba, but in the future, yesh la. But she can come and request if she wants in the future to come and request mezonot. She can come and always request. By Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has a question. We're going to continue in the next amud with this question. Yetomim omrim. If the orphans say netananu, we gave her her ketubah per se. And vehi omer, then she says, "Lo natalti." I did not take it. So who do we believe, right? Or sorry, in this case, it's the money for support, really. Right, Rashi's demei mezonot l'shana haba'a. They gave her, the orphan say, we gave her mezonot money, and she says, no, you did not give it to me. Al mila havi ra'ya. Who has to bring the proof? So we're flipping the amud. So the Gemara says, nichse bechizkat yatme kaime. The properties are in the status of the orphan's hands. Ve'al almana l'havi ra'ya. And the widow has to bring a proof. Or dilma, or perhaps, nichse bechizkat almana kaime. Or maybe the properties are in the widow's hands. And the orphans have to bring a proof. So Tashma, the Gemara says, "Detani Levi taught almana, a widow, kozman shelo niset, until she gets married, ala yetomim lavi raya. The orphans have to bring a proof. Niset, once she gets married, alea lavi raya. She herself has to bring a proof. Okay, so that's the answer. Amar of Shimi Barashi, Katanai, he says, "Samachloket Tanaim, mocheret vekotevet." She sells her ketuban. She can write her mezonot, and she says, "Elul mezonot macharti. I sold these to get mezonot. Ve'elul ketuban macharti, and I sold these to get a ketuban." Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Omer. Rabbi Yosef says, "Mocheret. She can sell property. She can sell some stuff in the father's estate. Ve'kotevet stam. She can just write a general statement. Ve'chen kocha yafe. Her strength is that strong." So the Gemara says, "What does this mean? What's the machloket here? My love b'hakam ifligi. Is this not the machloket?" The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he says, the Amar Baile Farusha, you need to explain that this is for your mezonot, or this is for your ketubah. Savar, he holds nichsei becheskat yatmei kaimei. The orphans are the ones who are holding the properties. Ve'ala ha'almana la'vi raya, and the widow has to bring a proof, so she has to explain herself. Ve'Rabbi Yosei Savar, Rabbi Yosei holds, lo baile farusha, you do not need to explain. Nichsei becheskat almana kaimei. The widow is the one who's holding the properties. Val hayetomim lavi raya, and the orphans are the one who has to bring a proof. Maybe that's what the machloket is, and it's the exact same machloket that we have. So the Gemara says, "Mimai, how do we know that that's the machloket?" Dilma, de kulei alma nichse becheskat almana kaime. Maybe everyone agrees that the properties are in the widow's hands. Val hayetomim lavi raya, and the orphans have to bring a proof. But Rabbi Yehuda, etsa tova kamashmalan, and Rabbi Yehuda was just giving some good advice. Delo likru le la rav tanuta. That, so that people do not call her a person, a ravtan, a glutton. If she goes and sells all of her properties, she's going to be considered a glutton, so that people don't call her that. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda is giving this advice. But everyone agrees that the widow is the one who's holding the properties. The ilo tema achi, if you don't say this, had debay Rabbi Yochanan, that which Rabbi Yochanan asked on the previous amud, his question, tifshot lemi matnitin, why don't you just answer the question from the Mishnah? Mocheret lemezonot. We're going to see this Mishnah, that it's going to be later on tomorrow's daf, that if she sells, for her mezonot, she lo bebeitin. She can even do it not in the beitin. V'koteven, and she writes, elu lemezonot macharti. I sold this land for my mezonot. So why don't you say, clearly, the woman is the one over here, what is she doing? She's specifying what she is selling it for. So clearly it sounds like it's in the hand, the property is in the hands of the orphans, and the widow has to bring the proof. Ela mimatnitin leka lamash minan. Rather, we must say that the Mishnah cannot be a proof. It's just trying to give you good advice. Hachanami, so too over here, Rabbi Yehuda, etzah tova kamash malan. He's just trying to give us some good advice. Okay, let's continue. Iname, maybe we can say a different answer. Dekule alma, maybe everybody agrees, nichse becheskat yatme kaime, that the orphans are the ones that are holding the property, and that really the widow has to bring the proof. Vehainu ta'amad Rabbi Yossi, and this was the reason of Rabbi Yossi, k'da Abaye Kashisha, like the elder Abaye, the Amar Abaye Kashisha, that Abaye the elder said, mashad Rabbi Yossi lema davar dome. What is Rabbi Yossi's opinion similar to? Le shechiv mera, he says it's similar to a person who is lying on his deathbed. Sheamar, he says, tenu matayim zuz liploni bal chovi. Give this 200 zuz to this person I owe money to. So if the person who's owed money comes, ratzah bechovon notelan, he can come and take it as his debt that he's owed, or ratzah bematanah notelan, or he can take it as a gift. So flipping the amud, im bematanah notelan, if he takes it as a gift, lo kach yafeh kocho, is that not his strength? That's not showing his strength? So too over here, Rabbi Yossi, what he's saying is, it's just, he's showing you that the widow, she can leave it unspecified. She doesn't have to specify what she's selling the land for. And that's her power, that's her strength. So the Gemara goes on to say, how does she sell it? So, ketzad mocheret, how does she sell it? Amar Rav Rabbi Daniel bar Rav Katina, Amar Rav Huna, mocheret achat l'shnei masar chodesh, she sells the property of the estate of the husband once every 12 months. And the velokeach, and the buyer, is mefarnes achat l'shoshim yom, has to support her every 30 days. It's not a one-time payment, it's every 30 days. Rav Yehuda says, mocheret l'shisha chodashim, she sells it for 6 months out, velokeach mefarnes achat l'shoshim yom, and the buyer has to take care of her once every 30 days. So it's 6 months versus 1 year, that's the machloket. Tanya kavetei de Rav Huna. There's a brayta like Rav Huna. Mocher l'shnei masar chodesh. She sells the property for 12 months. Velokeach mifarnes achat l'shoshim yom. And the buyer supports her for 30 days. Every 30 days. Tanya kavetei de Rav Yehuda. And there's a brayta like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda. Mocher l'shisha chodeshim. She sells the property for 6 months. Velokeach mifarnes achat l'shoshim yom. And the buyer supports her every 30 days. So Amar Amemar comes and says, Hilchata, the halacha is, mocheret l'shisha chodeshim. You can sell it for 6 months. And the buyer has to support her once every 30 days. So Amar le Ravashi, the Amemar, Ravashi is the Amemar, the Rav Huna Mai, what about the opinion of Rav Huna that he says once if you sell it for 12 months? So the Gemara says, Amar le lo shmi ali, I never heard about it. Klomar, meaning to say, lo svir ali, I don't hold like his opinion. Okay? Okay, I think we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen. So just 1 minute recap on the daf. So we started on the previous Amud, on the Tzadi Hei Amud Bet. We got all the way to Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. We started talking about if someone says, I'm giving these properties to this person, and afterwards they go to another person. We said that really, the person who goes and sells them, it's sold. The other person who is supposed to go to does not get anything out of it. Then we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about if a widow, if she must be supported, or if she is supported. That's the question. And the Gemara said that really, no, we brought two different things, but we said essentially that no, we must be talking about that the widow is supported, and it's not if she is supported, right? Rather, at first we said if she is supported makes more sense, and then we changed, so we had both ways of explaining it. Then as we went on with the Gemara, we tried to say, if let's say a person does not allow their student to support them, to serve them, it's as if you're taking away their chesed. And we went on many different phrases in the Gemara that brought this point. Then we got asked to the Amud Bet, on Sadivav Amud Bet. We got to the question of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question, if let's say the orphans say, we gave her the support for her, and she says, you didn't give it to me, so who has to bring the proof? So we brought different stadim. Does the widow have to bring the proof? Or do the orphans have to bring the proof? We brought two different sides. We tried to say that Rabbi Yudan, Rabbi Yossi were arguing on this. And we said, no, they're not arguing on it. And we ended up by just saying that really, it's really just each one of them is maybe just giving good advice. Rabbi Yehuda was giving good advice. Rabbi Yossi was trying to say that that essentially, if let's say, let's go back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi was saying that like Abaye Kashisha, that it was similar to the case of, let's say, a person who's lying on their deathbed. And it's like, it's just saying she has a lot of strength that she does not necessarily need to specify what she is selling these properties for. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.